Have you ever had an itch you can't scratch? It can drive you crazy. That's the premise behind the idea of a 7-year itch within a marriage. Have you ever had that itch? All this month, my focus is on marriage, and while I am excited to say my husband and I are celebrating 30 years this month, I can also say there have been some itchy seasons. No matter how many years you've been married, there can be seasons of struggle and even decline in the relationship. That's the itch. There's a need that is going unmet or a red flag in the marriage that is being ignored. This is not a sign to hit eject or try something new. That is the temptation. The enemy has come a long way since the garden, but the enticement of the forbidden fruit is still the same. He creates doubt in our heart, twists God's words, denies what is true, and elevates the idol of self over surrender. When those very real temptations come, or when the flame that once was has dimmed, you can remember what is true. Jesus calls us to die to self and be led by the Spirit, Galatians 5:24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. When you and your spouse are in step with the Spirit, you will be in step with one another. It works this way. If you belong to Jesus, then your life will be lived out following Jesus. As a follower of Jesus, his command is clear in Matthew 16:24, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. He goes on to explain to his disciples in this moment that to find your life, you must lose it. Freedom and the fullness of life within our marriages is found when we stop making it all about us. This requires both hearts to be surrendered and following after Jesus every day. Those who belong to Jesus will live by the Spirit, and the Spirit of God will never lead you to temptation or sin. If you are itchy in any way, that's a red flag. Identify it and cling to what is true. Shine a bright and honest light on the sin, temptation, or struggle, and together take it to the Lord. Throughout our 30 years of marriage, I can honestly say that any seasons of itch or struggle are few, and by God's grace, did not lead us off course. Because of our own brokenness and sin, yes, we have dealt with unmet expectations, poor communication, listening more to respond rather than listening to understand. Calling and career took us each miles apart in seasons, and what could have led to struggle and hidden sin instead led us to a high level of honest communication and accountability. You see, that's the thing. There will be itchy seasons in marriage and red flags. The enemy wants to destroy you and your marriage. If you haven't noticed, the home, marriage, and family are under full-on attack. We must be prepared. When hard seasons come and red flags surface, don't hide them, run, or blame. Lean in to the Spirit of God living in you to reveal what is true and lead you to understanding, repentance, forgiveness, and grace. Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Put on love, the love that reaches deep to the darkest places of your heart and your marriage is what covers sin. It's the love of God that first redeems us and then binds us together and calls us to forgiveness and grace for one another. That's how we keep in step with the Spirit within our marriages, and that's how we overcome any itch. That's the truth. It's a month focused on marriage as I celebrate what God has done in my own love story. Join me next time at lifeword.org as I share more truth that has sustained us along the journey. I'm Lori Klein.